and it's hard to be moved, just for these moments, let yourself be moved by what you already know. Let it flow through you. Not as an idea, but as a true knowing. Not as some belief about what has or hasn't happened, but as a willingness to know what you already really know, without playing a mind game with it. And that's the habitual tendency. A mind game comes in. Well, for this moment, don't do that. For this moment, just for these few moments, recognize the immensity of what you already know to be true. The absolute immensity of it. God has already come to you. Everybody on this planet can't say that, but you can. That's why you should. Because you have to recognize what's happened to you. You have to recognize the meaning of it and the measure of it. Otherwise, the natural human tendency is to trivialize it, to deny it, to minimize it, to section it off, and in many ways, to simply disbelieve it. Well, you know what? Believe it. Accept it, because you know it to be true. Accept it fully, and that's the end of suffering. But hearing me say that, don't beat yourself over the head if there's still suffering in your life. It just means there's more you can accept, more willingness that you can allow. It just means you haven't yet learned how to cooperate 100%. With the divine touch that has already reached out to you. So recognize in this moment, unconcerned about remembering it tomorrow, recognize in this moment the truth of what's already happened to you, that you're already in absolutely the right direction, that you're already dealing with the eternal and the infinite. That you're already, if you will, in the sights of the divine. Give up the greed of wanting more. Oh, I want God to come to me more fully. I want to be blissful all the time. Give that up. Because it's not going to happen. And bask in knowing the fact and the truth that God has already come to you.